So Korach, unlike the other rebellions that took place in the desert, this was a political rebellion, not at all a rebellion that the Jews before, they didn't have water, they were afraid of perishing in the desert, they didn't have food, the Egyptians were chasing them, they were tracked by the Red Sea. This was a complete political rebellion. And you see what happens to political rebellions by what happened to Korach. So Korach was being Cholek and Aaron being the Kohen Gadol, about Moshe being the Melech. And it was a common sense rebellion. It says, V'yikalu al Moshe v'yalun v'yomra alayim Rab lochem ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'socham anoy Madut isnas al kahal adonoy. And those, every Jew is holy, every Jew, we don't need all of you people to rule over us. And Korach was, and he used two different tacts. He said, Moshe, you have a garment that's all blue. Does it still need tzitzis? Moshe said, yes. He goes, you're making it up. Korach goes, no, I'm not. Korach says, how can it be one strand of blue is sufficient, but a whole blue garment to think of God is not sufficient? He goes, Moshe, a room full of Sifrei Torah, does that need a mezuzah or not? Moshe goes, it needs a mezuzah. He goes, Moshe, you're making all this stuff up. Now, would somebody say, I have a headache, whatever it is, a tummy ache, and therefore I need a brain amputation? Or, I mean, you wouldn't have a common sense approach to medicine. You wouldn't have a common sense approach to building a building. Oh, it doesn't need a foundation. I can build a skyscraper on sand. I mean, nobody would say it, but by here they were saying it against Moshe Rabbeinu. And as a result, we see what happened to Korach Vadaso. So the fact of the matter is that we need to sublimate ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting that Korach was finding fault with mezuzahs that guard our homes and with the talus. In other words, the talus I mentioned yesterday, you know, it has four corners, shows whichever way we turn, we're subservient to God, and has knots and strings. In other words, we're bound to God. Korach just wanted the royal blue. Korach just wanted to be a child of God. He didn't want to be a slave of God. This was Korach's problem. This is our problem all the time, that we think that we want to be royalty without having to go through all the trappings of being a royalty. Im kavanim, im kavadim, as we say during the Yamim Noraim. Let us be avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of our fellow men, and as a result, we're also going to become bonim.